You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. I'm Molly Wood in for Lizzie O'Leary. We've been asking people to tell us about the big local economic story in their town. And you wrote in to talk about Orlando, a word that usually makes us think about Disney World. But it turns out that Orlando's tech sector is also on the rise. So today, as part of our local money segment, we're stopping by the Sunshine State to find out what happens when a city known for one industry has to make room for another. Warren Miller is a freelance journalist based in Florida, and he's here to tell us more. Welcome, Warren.
Hi, Molly.
So I feel like people in the know about Orlando know that it has a tech history, right? What are the roots of tech there?
The roots of technology in Orlando are the space program. In the late 1950s, the Martin Company built a missile plant in the southeast side of town to support the space program at Cape Kennedy. A lot of things came out of that from Department of Defense contracting, and it helped build the University of Central Florida as an engineering school starting in the late 60s.
So there's definitely history there, although it sounds like some of this new tech development is not in the space industry or government funded, right? What's going on with development now?
That's correct. Two things have happened. One over the years that has spun off a little bit from defense contracting is the gaming and digital media industries. Lockheed Martin, the successor to the Martin Company, started to do a lot of simulation and training beginning in the 70s for training people how to operate tanks and airplanes. And some of the gaming technology came out of that. But the newer and more exciting part of that is that Orlando is emerging fairly rapidly as a health sciences center.
So you're seeing things like biotech and health tech, some of those really hot sectors come in there?
Yes, plus some of the more routine stuff of just running hospitals and taking care of people. The University of Central Florida now has a medical school, and it has a 650-acre campus that has the Nemours Clinic running a hospital, a San Diego-based research institute, Sanford Burnham, is there, and a lot of other things are going to be coming online over the next years.
And how are people talking about this growth? How would you characterize it? Is it red hot in Orlando?
Yes, it's taking a little longer to bring the jobs and the people in than a lot of people would have liked, but the history of Orlando is that you, as well as most other places, you make the investment in the infrastructure, and the dollars and the jobs follow. You know, in the early days, somebody would have gotten a job selling tickets at Disney World while they got their engineering degree at the University of Central Florida. Well, today, Disney, which owns ABC and ESPN, is developing digital media at UCF and Full Sail University and testing it out at the ESPN Wide World of Sports at Disney World. So the tourism industry, which has always been big, Orlando is the top tourist destination in the United States, they're now merging. And that's going to have a lot of growth.
Do you think that growing investment in other industries could mean a decline in tourism for Orlando, or can both of them succeed? Is there room in that town for plenty of industry?
Well, absolutely. And in fact, I would turn it around that the investment in digital technology is what's going to keep the major tourist attractions competitive in the world, perhaps at the top of the world. New rides, new displays, new events and attractions keep people coming in.
And is that something unique about Orlando? I mean, what are some of the things about that city that lend itself to this kind of expansion, that kind of unique growth?
Well, actually, some of them are kind of interesting. You know, Orlando is the only major city in Florida that's not hemmed in on one side by the Atlantic Ocean or the Gulf of Mexico. This place can expand in all directions. But Orlando is also the youngest major city in the state. And anecdotally, you can talk to high school seniors anywhere in the southeast, and UCF is where they want to go to school. Orlando is perceived of as being a hot place to go to college and get a job and stay.
And how's the city changing in terms of demographics and potentially urban sprawl?
Well, urban sprawl is a problem. It's hard to drive around here. It's not quite Atlanta or Los Angeles, but it's congested. I think the real thing to keep in mind is that 50 years ago, Orlando had only 250,000 people in the metropolitan area. Now it's pushing 1.5. So within a couple of years, it's going to be six times the size of what it was 50 years ago. In addition to the traffic, the fact is that most people in Orlando don't have deep roots in this place. And that has both positives and negatives. It's a somewhat transient place, but it's also a city that's very open to newcomers and experimentation.
That's Warren Miller speaking to us from Florida. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Tell us about the big money story happening in your neighborhood. Visit our website, marketplaceweekend.org, and click on Local Money.